You've been told my name is Nancy Durant. And I guess to start, I'll just tell you a little bit about myself. I mean, I know a number of you here, but there's people here that I don't recognize at all and that are new to me. So my name is Nancy, and I've been married to my husband, Dan, for 39 years. We have two sons. Our oldest is Kevin. He and his wonderful wife, Kirsten, have two kids. Cassius is 4.5, and Callahan is 2.5, and they live in Greeley, Colorado. And then our youngest son, Ben, is 28, and he lives in Waupun. And Waupun is where we hail from. That's where we were, both of us were born and raised. That's where we spent the majority of our married life, other than about 7 years that we spent in Milwaukee early on in our marriage. But that's where we raised our family and where all of our family is from. So maybe you're wondering how it is that we ended up here in Gilman, Wisconsin, in Christ Community Church. Well, my husband has been coming up to this area for probably 15 years with his buddies to a hunting cabin. And over the years, he has come to love this area of the state, as well as the people that he's met here. So our goal was always that once we retired, we would come up here. Well, my husband's been retired for about 4 years. And our plan was once I retired, we would move up here. And about 3 years ago, we're like, why are we waiting? You know, we don't know what the future holds. Let's just do it. So I said, I'll find a job. No worries. So we started looking for a house, and we found a house. We live on Miller Dam, and decided to purchase it and make the plunge. So that was about 2.5 years ago. I do still work. I work for the Family Health Center, the Medford location, so a dental center. And my husband, although he's retired, he spends about 2 to 3 days a week doing some outside sales and consulting for a company that sells boiler and water treatment chemicals. And then after we moved here, a couple weeks after we moved here, we're like, we need to find a church. We hadn't been to church since we moved, and I said, well, what should we do? Let's just start visiting. And Dan knew a couple people that came here. He said, well, let's try the church in Jump River. I'm like, well, okay. So we came that Sunday. Came to church, worshiped, got in the car, drove home, and I looked at Dan and I said, well, what did you think? He said, I liked it. I said, I loved it. And we never visited any other church. I'm telling you, we have already developed so many strong friendships here, and not just friendships, but family. I mean, all of our family is over 3 hours away, so this is our family, and it's just, it's been amazing. So if you know people that don't have a church home, this is the place. So that's a little bit about myself. So before I start into my message, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for this opportunity to stand here today and to open your word. Father, I thank you for everyone that is here. I just pray that you silence any distraction that we may have in our head and our heart, so that we can see what you have to speak to each one of us, Father. We thank you, and now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be worthy to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So this journey here has been a while since this was supposed to happen last April. So my story starts last December. Rhoda approached me at church one Sunday and said they were looking for someone to speak at their Ladies' Day event in April. Would I be interested? And we chatted for a few minutes, and I said, sure, I'll think about it and pray about it. So a few weeks later at church, Rhoda said, well, what do you think? I said, I'll speak. I'll do it. I'll give my testimony. I'll tell them about how God revealed himself to me and my journey as a Christian. Now, let me tell you, I am not a public speaker. I have never done anything like this, spoken in front of any crowd since college when I probably had to give a presentation. But I thought, really, how hard can it be? I'm just telling my story, right? I can't mess that up too much. Well, ladies, little did I know the journey that God was going to take me on to bring me here today. A few days after Christmas, after I had agreed to speak, I was scrolling through my Facebook page and started to see some of my friends, post their word of the year. Have you ever done this? Chosen a word for the year and really concentrate on that? make it your theme word, something you can key in on and meditate on about the year. I've done this before, but it's really been quite a while. Last time I did this, I chose the word content. So I spent the year meditating on scripture of contentment, and it was a wonderful year of learning how to be grateful. Well, after seeing these posts about the word of the year, I thought maybe this is something I should do again. So I pick a word of the year and concentrate on it. Well, I let that thought drift away and just went about my yearly or my daily life until God started to speak the word expect to me. Expect? What could God mean by that word expect? I mean, if God had thrown me a word like peace, joy, prayer, service, grace, mercy, I could really sink my teeth into a word like that right away. But expect? As I pondered this word, I started to think that perhaps God was telling me that I should expect more from Him this year. Like many of us here, I have been praying fervently for some people and some situations for a long time. I've prayed for some of these situations for years. So was I to expect God to move in these situations, to heal, to reveal Himself to these people in these situations that needed Him? So did you catch that word? Was I to expect God to do this? I asked God, are you telling me I can expect to see you answer those prayers for these people I've been praying for, these people that so desperately need you? In the Bible, in Matthew 17:23, God tells us, truly I tell you, if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to the mountains, move from here to there, and it will. Nothing will be impossible. Right? Sometimes I read verses like this and I think, do I really expect God to move the mountains in my life? Do I really believe He will move the mountains in the lives of my loved ones? Do I have faith like that? And then I thought to myself, do we expect that when we come to worship on Sunday that we are going to have an encounter with the living God through word and worship? Do we expect to leave church on Sunday changed, convicted, renewed, ready for another week of challenges and joys? Do we expect God to move the mountains of depression, despair, hard hearts, financial difficulties, illness, broken hearts of those that we are praying for? I think sometimes we expect too little of our God. At least I do. I love the movie The War Room. Have you seen it? It's about a woman named Elizabeth. She and her husband seem to have it all, but really their marriage is on the brink of divorce. Elizabeth's husband is flirting with temptation and a possible affair, while Elizabeth, who is a real estate agent, is hired by Miss Clara to list and sell her house. As Elizabeth and Miss Clara are touring Miss Clara's home, she introduces Elizabeth to her prayer room. This room is an actual closet where Miss Clara goes to war for the people that she's praying for. Elizabeth is so moved by this closet that she decides to go to war for her marriage by creating her own prayer room. She fervently prays scripture for her marriage, expecting God's answer. And ultimately, her marriage is restored. This movie has absolutely transformed my prayer life. I don't have a prayer room, but I have multiple prayer journals now, filled with people's names and specific scriptures that I pray fervently, expecting to hear God's answer. There's that word again, expect. So, I thought at this point, I was starting to feel that I was getting the idea of what God was meaning by this word expect. But something still felt off. I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but something just didn't fit. So on the evening of Friday, January 3rd, I picked up my Bible and did a concordance search of the words expect, expecting, expectation, hoping that God would speak to me through a scripture passage. Well, let me tell you, there's not many references to those words in the Bible, but I looked up every one and I got nothing, nothing at all. So basically, I was back to square one, not having a true sense of what God meant by this word expect. So I went to bed, looking forward to traveling back to our hometown the next day for one more Christmas celebration. However, God woke me up at 4:40 in the morning with the words expect, expect, expectation on my mind. So I lay in bed just thinking over these words and pondering, am I to be expecting more from God this year? And at that moment, God spoke to me clearly, and these are his exact words. He said, "Oh, my dear Nancy, I am expecting more from you. Oh, my dear Nancy, I am expecting more from you." Do you know what my first thought was? Ouch. Literally, I laid in bed and was like, ouch. You know, that kind of hurt, but was very convicting. So I immediately knew that this is what God wanted me to speak about today. So I got up out of bed, grabbed a notebook, and within a few minutes, at 4:40 in the morning, I had the outline for this message. God just poured truth into my heart at that moment. You see, for years I have prayed this prayer. Father God, I pray that you use me to your glory. I'm sure most of us that call ourselves followers of Christ have prayed a similar prayer to this, right? A prayer that says, I want to be used to advance your kingdom. And the response I have gotten time and time again through the years as I have prayed this prayer is, speak. One simple word from God, speak. I would pray, God, use me to your glory. And he would say, speak. Now, I wasn't sure through the years what God was meaning by this. Did he really just want me to be more bold in my witness and speak to more people about him and what he has done in my life? Or to actually speak in front of people giving a message? So the first time Rhoda asked me to speak here today at Ladies' Day event, I knew that my answer was going to be yes. Because God has been speaking this moment into my life for years. I was just waiting for the opportunity to say yes. In Philippians 2:13, God says, "For it is God who works in you to act and to will according to his good purpose." God has been working in me for years to bring me to this place, Christ Community Church, October 17th, 2020, to speak to you. I just needed to be obedient and say, yes, Lord, because this is the response that God is expecting of me. I'll give you another example. In our last church, I was asked at one point by our youth pastor if I wanted to be a small group leader for high school girls. Honestly, I didn't want to make the time commitment. So I told him again I would think and pray about it. But God made it clear to me that he expected me to say yes. One day I was driving through town doing errands, contemplating this request from Pastor Jamie, when God said to me, "Nancy, you don't have any daughters. These are your daughters," meaning the girls that he had already chosen for me to mentor. So the next day I called Pastor Jamie and I said, "Yep, I'll do it." So for 4 years, from the time these girls were freshmen through their senior years, I met with them every Wednesday night to mentor them, do Bible study, and have discussion. If I had not been obedient to God's call, if I had not acted as Philippians teaches, I would have missed the incredible gift of watching these young ladies mature as Christians. Plus, we had a ton of fun, let's be honest. More recently, Dan and I were asked by Deb Wright if we would step in and teach the high school Sunday school. Dan and I, since we've started here, have been going to the adult Sunday school class, and I was like, oh, I really like adult Sunday school. I don't really want to stop. But I mentioned to Dan, you know, what Deb had asked me. Immediately, Dan said yes. So, that's what we're doing now. We're teaching high school, Sunday school. And let me tell you, the blessings we have received through these young people is immeasurable. To watch these young people and the strong faith they have has been amazing. Ladies, God knows what he's doing. We just need to say yes. So my question today to you is, what is God expecting of you? What is God speaking into your spirit, revealing to you through Scripture? Maybe when Cal talks about adult Sunday school, you feel a little nudge from God. But, oh, that extra hour on Sunday morning is so nice because life is so hectic. Or maybe when Pastor Joey or Deb speak about a Bible study they're starting, you think, oh, that's something I really should do, but I don't have the time for that right now. Or maybe there's that little nudge when there are volunteers needed for children's church or Sunday school. Or how about that coworker or neighbor that God has placed on your heart? But you think to yourself, oh, but they're so needy. You know, we all know people like that, but God has placed them on your heart for a reason. Or maybe there's an opportunity in the community. Food pantry, pregnancy care network, your kids' school, local nursing home. The opportunities are endless. In Matthew 20:28, we learn that the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. You never know the blessings that you will receive, not just the blessings that you are pouring out by volunteering, but the blessings you will receive by stepping out in obedience to the Holy Spirit's calling. Every Bible study, small group, or volunteer opportunity I have been a part of, God has not only taught me incredible truths and lessons, but I have gained forever friends. In our previous church, I had two girlfriends, my sisters in Christ, Jackie and Deb. We got together every 2 to 3 weeks to study God's word and pray. We prayed for our husbands, our kids, our churches, our pastors, our nation's leaders, situations in all of our lives. If I had not said yes to carve out time in my life for this study and prayer, I would have missed out on incredible blessings, constant encouragement, and incredible friendships. One final thought. Luke 9:1 teaches us that when Jesus called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority. I think at times we have too low of expectations for ourselves. We tell ourselves, oh, I could never do that, whatever the that is. Truly, I tell you, it's only by God's power that I am standing here today, and he will do the same for all of us when we step out in faith. He will move the mountains to accomplish his work through us. Always remember, we reveal ourselves not by our intentions, but by our actions. I encourage you to let God move the mountains, remove the fears that you have, so that you can accomplish all that God is expecting of you. That morning in early January, when God spoke to me in the middle of the night, it became so clear that I was completely wrong in the meaning of the word expect. I thought I should expect more from God, that he was going to move more in my life. But God spoke to me that night and he said, I am already moving in your life. Now I expect to see the evidence in how you're living. Praise God.